Good morning, Houston, FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Tim Balcom, the new CEO at Shaw Industries. How you doing?
Doing fine, Kemp.
Congratulations. I know it's one that we knew was going to happen, and now we've made the announcement.
Well, thank you. I'm very honored to follow in Vance's footsteps and very privileged that he's going to take the next 9 to 12 months as executive chairman to help me along the path.
What I thought I'd do is to talk about this transition of leadership. Before we get to that, though, if you don't mind, let me just quick run through your background. And by the way, if anybody wants to get into detail on it, we did a Focus on Leadership on you and Floor Focus in May of 2019. That's out there on the internet. You are a fourth-generation preacher's child, went to South Carolina, actually ended up marrying your high school sweetheart, graduated from South Carolina with a chemical engineering degree, later got your MBA from Emory University. First job out of school was in Atlanta. Your father-in-law worked for Pepsi Bottling, and you got a role there. Then you immediately went into, I guess, what you thought was your career role at DuPont as an engineer. One of the neat parts of that story is you got on Tom McAndrew's communications team there early on and helped launch Stainmaster, so you understand brands. And then after DuPont had moved you too many times for a guy that's trying to start a family, you decided to join Shaw. And how many years you've been at Shaw now?
I start my 30th year literally this week, so I've just completed 29.
Yeah, and at Shaw, you've had a focus on commercial for a long time, but then took over and focused on residential in preparation for taking this role, right?
I've twice followed other legends before between Hal Long and Randy Merritt, who were certainly huge fixtures in our company, and now got the hat trick coming behind Vance.
Big shoes to fill, but you're certainly capable. One of the things you like to remind folks is that you're a servant leader, right?
Yeah, and both words are important. You know, servant leadership is about superior results through passionately serving others. The other we choose is our customer. And to do that, we really have to understand them, walk in partnership sometimes, because to understand, we have to anticipate their needs. We spend time with consumers, end users, and designers so that we can really be that servant leader to our customers.
Let's talk about the current challenges you face as you step in the CEO role.
The biggest challenge we face right now is a good problem, which is surging demand. Mm-hmm. We know that service is paramount for us, so we are doing everything we can to meet that surging demand in an environment of short-term hyperinflation. Mm-hmm. The disaster, if I can call it that, in Houston has certainly put pressure on raw materials. The surge in all kinds of products coming out of Asia is putting constraint on shipping and containers, and then everybody is trying to run heavy on labor to make sure that we have healthy, safe workers. And the way we're working has cut into productivity a little bit to make sure that we're following all CDC guidelines and making sure that we do everything we can to respect the individual and to keep them safe.
You know, I was reading Wall Street earlier this morning, and they were talking about this super escalating price of construction materials, and they actually mentioned some flooring companies in there as far as the fact they're having to raise price. And it's justified. You just got a limited supply, and what you're having to pay for these materials just to get them is inflated, right?
There's no question. It's probably been 20 years since I've seen such short-term pressure. We hope that this is short term. We'll just have to see with all the changes that are going on in the economy and as we see this stimulus coming on, particularly in a category like housing where there's a lot of interest. We'll just have to watch what that does to inflation. We'll have to dust off some muscles that we haven't had to exercise in a while. Keeps it interesting.
What's your thoughts on the commercial market as far as when that might start to show a little bit more life?
You know, we're starting to see the green shoots come up a little bit. I think the first thing that we're going to look for is when we can actually sit down and have quality interactions with design teams. People have gotten very clever at meeting in parking lots and meeting in open air spaces, but till you can get into that collaboration, then you can accelerate. The good news is corporations have built this into the plan, so they at least know what they're trying to do. We're even seeing some investment come back to a retail environment. We're seeing corporations, they're starting to wrestle with a hybrid work environment, so they need to reconfigure things. We're actually seeing pretty good activity in healthcare, which you would expect, and in schools as they try to create different spacings. I think we'll get back to the 2019 level probably next year, and then healthier after that.
Let's talk, you've been president of Shaw, now you're CEO, so how does that change your role?
In the spirit of March Madness, they say the longest distance in basketball is 18 inches when that assistant coach moves into the head coaching role. I feel very comfortable with the game in front of me on the court, and one of the things I'm so appreciative for Vance to stay in his new role over the next 9 to 12 months is the other things that a head coach has to do that that assistant coach doesn't have to do. In that analogy, you know, working with the alumni, doing things out in the public that the assistant doesn't do. So it's been great training, and I really appreciate the mentorship and the spirit by which he goes into this.
Talk about some of the direct reports that you have and then the ones you'll be bringing on.
We just have a great seasoned team, and we've been very customer-focused, and one of the things I'm passionate about is inclusion and empowerment and making faster decisions closer to the customer. So our four business leaders that we have in place with Doug Inc. in commercial, Scott Sandlin in residential, our biggest business, Chuck McClurg in our turf area, and Jim Pels in our Spectra organization.
Yeah.
And they're tightly intertwined with our operations already. So David Morgan with operations that complements and partners with them. That five-member team is just outstanding, and I'm very honored to get to lead them.
So David Morgan is kind of the new. I mean, that brings operations in, and then you'll have financial coming in there as well, right?
Yes, and Jim Kirkpatrick, he and I work together very closely at Spectra. The other people on the team, Mike Fromm, who I've always worked very closely with as a peer, Rick Hooper in our legal area, Susan Ferris, who I know you work very closely with. Those people I've always worked very closely with, even David, there's always been. But it is a little bit different when they are directly accountable to you as opposed to just being a very partnered matrix as we run it at Shaw.
How will Shaw's strategic focus change, if at all?
You know, it really will not. Just as we talked about, as I've come behind Hal and Randy, we all bring our own personality, our own emphasis. What I will do is really try to make sure that the customer is at the center of everything we do. So as we do things to de-risk our supply chain or automate our process, make sure that we do that with the lens of how does this impact our customer? How does it make it better for our customer? How does it make our customer more efficient, more profitable? Because if they're successful, we'll be successful. Mm-hmm. How do we strengthen our brand so that we do that anticipation, look around the corner, so we help lead, not just serve our customers, that servant leadership together.
Who is the customer?
The customer is who we transact with.
Yeah.
You know, nothing happens till a sale happens, but that direct customer we partner with to make sure that we're satisfying their customer. So we have to make sure that we're moving the chain along all the way.
Yeah. Now, you said before that you're dealer-driven, but you're powered by consumer insight, right?
Absolutely. And I think sometimes we have that different perspective. I think when two people look at things from their own vantage point, we come to better, more robust solutions. And also we look across categories. One of the things that we are seeing is that our direct customers are becoming more heterogeneous as they start to diversify. I think you ran some articles in your magazine several months ago that talked about some of the diversification of the specialty flooring retailers that we deal with.
All right, Tim, appreciate you spending time with us and look forward to watching Shaw grow under your leadership. Again, we're talking to Tim Balcom, the new CEO of Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLE.net.